Hello and welcome. Thank you for listening to a podcast from Topics Norsvin. In our podcast, we discuss various topics related to swine genetics, our view of the industry, and market developments. This podcast offers information in a lighthearted way, but covers serious topics. So grab a seat at the table of our Topics Norsvin lounge and enjoy listening.
Welcome all to this podcast. My name is Sabine Morelissen. I'm working within Topics Norsvin as a sales and operations planner, doing tactical planning 1 to 3 years ahead on expected demand needed per line, per product, and what do we have on supply, and whether that matches or not. And I'm sitting here with Arno van der Laar.
Hi, Sabine.
Hi, Arno.
Yeah, Arno van der Laar. I am regional director for Topics Norsvin for the European market, responsible for the companies we have in the European market, and also the distributors are working with our Topics Norsvin products. And my activity is to develop the European market and maximize our development in this region.
And we were asked to talk something about genetic dissemination. What is genetic dissemination?
Yes, I think it's a very important subject. Yes, genetic dissemination means that we need to take care that we get the newest genetic, yes, the newest updates of, in this case, and we talk about Topics Norsvin animals, to the clients, to our clients, to our AI stations, to the stations of clients, for them to have the maximum economic income and impact for the production.
Yeah.
So that's and I think from your supply chain perspective, you have an interesting job there to get this organized. Maybe interest to tell a bit about what kind of ways that we can do the genetic dissemination.
As you mentioned, we as a department of global supply chain are actively involved in distributing the genes in whatever form to the clients. We can ship them as fresh semen via international semen hubs. We have, of course, frozen semen. And last but certainly not least, we have the animals, the gilts, the GPs, and the boars.
Yeah. And they are transported all over the globe, I think, yes, even for Topics Norsvin.
Yes. Yeah, all over the globe, depending on, well, some challenges that we're having with health certificates, for example, or logistics. But in principle, we ship them from our genetic nucleus countries all over the world. Yeah.
Yeah, when we have a closer look to those countries, yes, which are the producing countries?
I think the main focus for now, is on Norway being the genetic nucleus for the Norsvin Landrace and the TN Duroc. And we have Canada for the Z-Line and the TN Tempo.
Yes, but of course also we still have Germany for our P-Trans.
And Spain. And France, yes, for the A-Line, yes. Yeah. Yes.
So we have more countries where we produce our genetic nucleus. But yes, the main important ones are Norway and Canada, with also Delta stations, test stations, yes, which are equipped for the maximum genetic selection tools for having the maximum genetic progress.
And we have something special over there in those Delta stations, right?
Yes, we do the CT scanning.
Yeah.
Besides all other kind of genetic. Tools, but yes, CT scanning is unique for the genetic pig industry, because we as Topics Norsvin, we are really invested also a lot of money there to get those organized, to have the best carcass valuation. But not only carcass, also it's about legs, it's about intramuscular fat, those kind of things. We have much, much more possibilities to do pre-selecting the maximum best new generation for the next generation. Yeah. Yes.
And Arno, you talked about the genetic improvement, a value of genetic improvement. Can you tell us a little bit about that value?
Yeah, when you roughly calculate the genetic progress every year on finisher level, so combining the female lines with the male lines, yes, the females, the gills and the terminal bores, let's say it like this, is about €2 per finisher, which is huge money.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think a lot of people do not realize that those kind of values are on the table.
Yeah, because to make a concrete example, when you're a sow farm with 10,000 sows, how would that look like?
Yeah, when you make a quick calculation, this 10,000 sow and can produce 30 finishers per sow per year. Yeah, so those figures, even some farmers do it better, some do it less. But yes, 30 finishers per sow per year is reachable for sure. Yes, easily. Easily is maybe too easy said, but yes, for sure it's reachable. When you make this quick calculation, you talk about 10,000 sows, 30 pigs, 300,000 finishers, times €2 is €600,000 per year genetic progress, eh? Extra. So each year again, this comes extra. But when you then talk to about genetic dissemination, it's very important that you really organize this genetic dissemination in a very strict way, quickly, because the faster you have the new genes in your farm, the more money is available for your results. Yes, the better results will be there. Yeah. So I think that's really a step forward.
Yeah,
important step forward.
Yeah,
so maybe interesting also to say a few words, I think, about the increasement of this genetic progress over the last years.
Yeah. Can you tell something about it, what it was 20 years ago versus now?
Now, I think when we those figures, of course, are looked at every year, of course. Are we doing the correct things in genetic progress? Are we reaching our targets? I must say, we are reaching our targets. But we doubled over the last 10 years, we have doubled our genetic progress. And when I look even at certain individual figures, yes, and then I go 20 years back, It was four times higher, in this case growth, yes, for a terminal sire, in this case the T in tempo, four times more genetic progress than compared to 20 years ago, which are, for me, yes, these are fabulous results.
And what are some main factors for the improvement of that genetic improvement? What are we doing now to make that improvement even go faster?
Now, when you quickly have a quick look at our investments in R&D, this doubled also, yes? So we doubled our genetic progress, but we are investing this year more than €30 million in research and development. This research and development is in principle the genetic progress, yes? Because we develop different tools, different traits, new technologies, inbreeding. Genomics is one big development on this. We started using genomics already more than 10 years ago and using huge numbers, yes, which also improves the genetic progress. But the other very important part is the number of animals in your top nucleus farms who are doing this genetic progress. And there also we had a huge investment in Canada in our Delta stations. And also we have a huge investment in a new nucleus system, nucleus farm in Canada, just finishing off this year. With this also we increase our genetic progress in a very, very steep way.
Yeah.
And this is it's a lifeline, yes, for our clients. But as also a genetic company, you have to be number one in this kind of developments. And I think Topics Norsen, we are doing a very good job there. We are, as said, investing very serious money there. Also shown this in the market. Eh? When we look at results at this moment in farms, they are really going fantastic and showing very strong developments in growth, in feed efficiency on the finishers, in number of piglets weaned. It's a kind of rat race, I think, we are in with our competitors. But when we look at this moment into the results, then yes, we are on the right track. That's my opinion. Therefore, we need our local organizations.
Yeah, for sure.
That, and that's also what I want to state, because we have to do the correct, fantastic breeding work, but our local organizations need to do the sales service, yes, and taking care that we have satisfied clients all over the globe.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a bit where I think we are on track. And I hope that that our clients see the same, yes, because then we have a satisfied client also for the future. And we will take care, as Topics Northwind, that we go for this maximizing genetic progress, helping our clients to survive more difficult periods in time. Now prices are good, at least in Europe. On the other side of the ocean, it's a total different story.
True, yeah.
But that means when the genetic quality is good, is maximized, this also will help our clients to be able to survive very difficult and tough times, which in our pig industry, we have this high and lows in the pig industry all over the globe. It's part of our business. But then when you maximize your genetic, maximize your production results, let's say it like this, via correct genetics, then you're more easy able to survive those tough times. And that's also what I wish our partners, our clients, that they maximize their production results, their financials, in a way that they are able to also have a bright future.
I know you talked about the importance of our local companies. Can you explain a little bit more into detail how they contribute to spreading the genes within those countries?
Yes, when you look at our local colleagues, yes, because we're all one big family, they are responsible for organizing that those genes come to the level of our clients' farms at the correct moment. Yes, so yeah. This also means that we are taking care. We talked about the dissemination.
Yeah.
Taking care that we have the replacement of the boars also maximized. Yes, they have the best genetic quality also in all our AI studs and also on client levels. But then this is not all, because then you have a boar there, but it needs to be mated with the correct, in this case, GP. Yes, with the GGP to get a new guild, to the new family for a new generation. Our local service teams, we need to have this concept working in an optimal way. So that's how we need our local service teams, our local specialists. Yes,
yeah.
But not only for this. When there's a problem in the farm, for maybe that they have problems with their fertility, we have fertility specialists in our company, both local but also global. So our local technicians are supported by global specialists in different fields of our industry. Yeah. Then you talk about meat quality is a possibility. It's about
veterinarians,
yes, and also about fertility specialists, both on the boar side in the AI studs, as on the farm, as on the production side on the farms. So that's how we organize our organization and give extra service local to our clients.
Yeah.
So yes. When you ask about the importance of our local specialists, local service teams, they are very, very important.
Yeah, and even our local logistic colleagues.
Yes.
For arranging to have the genes come to those countries.
Yeah, yeah. And also that's also what we are doing. We are, as Topics Nors, we are willing to invest in this. We need to invest in this. We are investing in this. Because replacing a boar is costing money.
Yeah.
But yes, to get this value development, this €2 per finisher I mentioned earlier, then we are investing in this to bring this €2 as soon as possible to our clients. And this is it helps our clients, it helps us to have satisfied clients. And with this, we hope for a long joint future with our clients.
Arno, can you tell something more about the importance of having the youngest genes or the best genes from the youngest animals transported to the farm?
Yeah, I sometimes face the fact that it's maybe not always easy for farmers or also integrated companies to understand the value of the best youngest genes. Because look, seeing a difference in 20, 30 grams of growth is not that easy in a farm. Eh? But okay, when you look at yearly developments, you think about those kind of figures. In one line, yes, in total, this is a female line and a male line together, but okay, those kind of figures.
Yeah.
And then when you, people need to understand that this brings them serious value, but this means that they also need to invest in this new genetics, because we cannot bring it for free. Yes, we need to also have our investments in our R&D needs to be financed by our clients. Otherwise, we don't have a future like company.
So what do you say to those clients to convince them to buy the best genes?
At that moment, you come back to the, in the end, you come back to the euros, yes. And it's not about euros only, I must say, because it's also about how pigs are handled and what kind of extras you talk about. We talk about sustainability of also the industry of the pigs, welfare. So the animals are not only are bred like balanced, as we say as Topics Norsin, in a way that they can fit also for the future farming. But yes, they need to realize that when they replace in a faster way their genes, yes, by new genes via or semen or boars, yes, that they earn more money with this. It's in the end, this faster replacement brings faster their genetic progress into their farms. And we have also a full equipped new department organized in Topics Norsvin to get this organized also in the correct way. Yeah? You're part of this department.
I am. Yeah.
And I must say it helps us a lot. Yes, it helps also our clients a lot to bring the best genes in the best, fastest possible way into the different markets we work on in the world. So I really think that that's the main message. Use this faster dissemination of genetic progress in a way that then the results, the improvement of the results, is in a faster moment in the farms, which brings better production results for the farms. That's in principle the short summary.
But I think a very important take-home message.
Yes, I think so.
You explained very well why it is so important to get the best genes to our clients as soon as possible. And with that being said, I would like to close this podcast and thank you all for listening.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information on this topic, please contact your local Topics Norsvin representative. Subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. Until next time.